This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
There is a very big difference between being alone and being lonely. Being alone is a physical state and feeling lonely is an emotional state. You can be surrounded by people and still feel lonely, or you can be alone but feel complete and feel content and feel at peace. Hello, my name is Mafe, and welcome back to another episode. If you guys are watching on YouTube, hey besties, welcome back to my YouTube channel. Or if you're listening to any streaming platform, hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. Happy Friday. I hope you guys had an amazing week. Welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to talk about loneliness and how being alone doesn't necessarily have to feel lonely. If you've ever found yourself alone and feel the need to reach out for your phone or turn on the TV or immediately have to do something or call someone just to not have to sit with the silence, because silence feels overwhelming and you would much rather be doing something with someone than being with yourself and having to sit with your thoughts and with your mind, this episode is for you. Because I am going to share with you how being alone doesn't necessarily have to be a lonely experience, but it can actually become one of the most fulfilling experiences of your life. I used to hate being alone, and silence felt extremely awkward to me. Even if I was just sitting by myself, eating by myself, I would have to turn on my phone, turn on the TV, turn on some type of sound just to not have to sit with my thoughts and with my mind. Or I would much rather prefer to be hanging out with someone and having to spend time with myself. If I would have to work, I would call someone to co-work, or I would go somewhere to sit because I didn't want to stay home in my room just working by myself all day. I would change my personality and I would change who I am just to be able to make friends, because I would much rather have fake people around me and have to change myself to be liked by everyone than to have to be alone at lunch or have to be by myself in school. And I always thought that I needed to be around people in order to be happy. But eventually, after a very long and profound healing journey, I discovered and I learned how to enjoy my own company, and it changed everything. Not only did I better the relationship that I had with myself, but I was able to better every single relationship around me. And not only that, but attract people that matched me and that liked me for me and didn't require me to change myself in order to keep them. Enjoying my own company changed everything from my confidence to my creativity. And in today's episode, I am going to cover everything that I did in order to get to this point, where not only do I not fear loneliness anymore, but I genuinely enjoy it. I enjoy being by myself, sometimes more than being around other people. Like now, I need to spend time alone. I need some alone time. I love spending time with my friends. I love spending time with my relationships. I love having people around me, but I enjoy my own company so much, and I have learned how to make the best out of my loneliness that now I crave it. Now I have to step away. Now I'm the one that has to decide, okay, today I'm gonna spend it alone. Today I'm gonna work on my things. Today is me day. Now it's a choice, and it doesn't feel like a burden, and it doesn't feel like a punishment. I am going to leave the episode chapters over here, and let's get started. The first thing that we need to do when it comes to learning how to enjoy being alone and seeing it as solitude instead of loneliness is to shift your mindset. There is a very big difference between being alone and being lonely. Being alone is a physical state, and feeling lonely is an emotional state. You can be surrounded by people and still feel lonely, or you can be alone but feel complete and feel content and feel at peace. In order to start enjoying loneliness, you have to reframe it, and you have to change the word from loneliness to solitude. You have to start reframing your mindset. And instead of seeing alone time as isolation or as a punishment or as nobody likes me, no one wants to spend time with me, nobody loves me, I'm gonna be alone forever, this is embarrassing. You have to view it as independence and as freedom. You have to view it as an opportunity for you to work on your projects, to work on the things that you love, to work on yourself, to read, to meditate, to journal, to do things for you, to take care of yourself, to take care of your skin, to take care of your health, to cook for yourself. See it as an opportunity instead of as a punishment. It is not a punishment to spend time by yourself. It is not a punishment to be alone. It is an opportunity for you to build a friendship with yourself and eventually enjoy your own company. Society has pushed us the idea that being alone is sad. And the more friends that you have, the more popular that you are. And the more popular that you are, the cooler that you are. And that being alone is sad, and that being alone is depressing, and that being alone means that you are not worth, or it means that you are undesirable. That is the worst idea that you can ever believe. And the truth is that alone time is your chance to recharge. It is your chance to reflect, and it is your chance to grow. Some of the most successful creative people seek time by themselves because it is the only time that they can sit with their silence, with their thoughts, and with their ideas and create from a place of independence. Writers, artists, thinkers, they need time alone to be able to think and to be able to come up with new ideas. If you constantly have people around you that are overwhelmed, you with opinions, you don't really have time to get to know yourself. Alone time is your opportunity to get to know yourself. There are so many benefits that come with spending time alone. Self-awareness is one of the biggest ones. When you spend time with yourself, you get to know yourself on a deeper level. You get to understand your mind. You get to understand your feelings. You get to sit with your emotions and you get to process how you're actually feeling. You get to grow creatively. Without distractions, your mind can wander and your mind can start thinking clearly, leading you to more ideas and leading you to more inspiration. Being alone also reduces stress and also reduces anxiety. When you are with yourself, you have nothing to worry about. Alone time allows you to reset, to process your emotions, to recharge, and to be present. Being alone isn't something to avoid. It is something to embrace. The more comfortable that you are with your own company, the more competent and the more fulfilled that you will feel in every single area of your life, because you know that no matter where you go and no matter how many people you have around you, you feel happy and you feel okay and you feel at peace. Again, regardless of who and what is around you, because you have learned how to build a home within yourself that no matter where you are, the contentment and the peace is still there. Now, one of the best ways that you can learn how to enjoy spending time with yourself is to find joy doing solo activities. If loneliness is something that you usually avoid, and if you usually wait for people in order to do something new, like if you wait for your best friend to tell you that she wants to go with you to a certain activity, to a certain place, or to a certain event for you to actually be able or willing to go, then the only way that you will actually start enjoying doing things by yourself is to stop waiting for people to do things with you in order to actually do them. One of the best ways to enjoy being alone is to fill your time with things that you genuinely love. Again, you don't have to wait for anything and you don't have to wait for anyone to tell you that it is okay to do it. You just simply do it by yourself because it is something that you know that you love and it is something that you know that fulfills you. There are so many creative hobbies that you can start trying. You can start painting, writing, photography, journaling. There are so many outdoor activities, hiking, biking, walking. You can go on a nature walk, or you can stay indoors and you can relax and you can read. You can watch a new documentary, a new movie, a new show. You can start a new DIY project. The key to enjoy it is to pick something that you genuinely enjoy and not something that will just look cool on social media. Find something that fulfills you. Find something that brings you peace. Find something that you genuinely enjoy and give yourself the time to do it because you deserve to be happy. I remember when I was going through my breakup, and at the time I went through a lot of relationship breakups, not just my romantic relationship, but at the time I lost a lot of friendships and I felt like my whole life was changing, and I genuinely felt like the universe isolated me on purpose so that I could discover that I could genuinely build a friendship with myself. And so I remember that I loved miniature projects. I remember I would go to Michael's, I would buy those little boxes of like miniature projects where it's like it comes with a mini house and you have to put the walls together and then you have to do like, it's like a little mini kitchen, so you have to do all of the little pieces and it comes with instructions and you can spend hours on those projects because again it is miniature things and it comes with 1,000 different pieces. But I would go to Michael's every single week and I would buy a new one and I would spend hours a week. I would turn my phone off, I would put my phone on airplane mode, I would leave it on another room because I didn't want any distractions. I knew that nobody was gonna text me. I knew that if I went on Instagram I was just gonna spiral and go on a stalking loop to see what everyone else was doing. So I would just turn my phone off, leave it in another room, buy my little miniature boxes and would spend hours on my little miniature projects. I wouldn't do anything with them. I don't even know if I have them anymore. But the point was to feel happy, feel content, enjoy my company, do something that would distract distract my mind, that would keep me present, and that would remind me that there is genuinely so much more to life than being liked. And there is so much more to life than being surrounded with people that don't appreciate you. The only way that you're going to realize that you deserve people that appreciate you is if you learn how to love yourself. And the only way to learn how to love yourself is to spend time alone, get to know yourself, and actually discover that you're actually a cool person to spend time with. And that is how it happened to me. The secret to enjoy being alone is to turn solitude into an experience and not see it as a burden, not see it as a waiting period, or not seeing as a right now I'm alone, but I'm gonna see my friends later, or right now I'm alone, but eventually I will find my people, right now I'm alone, but eventually I will make friends, right now I'm alone, but eventually I will have my relationship. Do not see solitude and do not see spending time alone as a waiting period. See it as an experience and see it as the most beautiful part of life, because you will spend the rest of your life with yourself. Some people will walk into your life, some people will walk out of your life, some relationships will last longer than others, but the relationship that you have with yourself is the only relationship that you get to keep for the rest of your life. If that relationship is stable, if that relationship is healthy, and if that relationship is loving, nothing outside of that can hurt you. Because again, no matter what ends, you get to come back to yourself. And if the place that you get to come back to is a loving place, you never really lose anything. It is literally like when you go on a vacation, you can either leave your house a mess or leave your house clean. Either or, you're gonna go on a vacation, but the vacation is going to end. You can either go 4 days, a month, 3 months, but eventually the vacation is going to end and you will have to come. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and a brilliant marketing, but an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling simple. And for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling and strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skim uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafianzures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafianzures to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/mafianzures to start your $1 per month trial period at Shopify.
Besties, I had no idea about investing and its benefits, and that was until I met Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You do not need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join over the 13 million all-time customers who already have saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/mafianzures or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid not client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/mafianzures.
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. And .com.
Back home. Trust me that the way back home is going to be way more fulfilling and way happier when you know that the house that you left is clean instead of messy. And when you know that the house that you're coming to is a loving, peaceful one instead of a messy, unorganized one. And same thing happens with your relationships. If you build a healthy home and a healthy relationship within yourself where you know that no matter if you leave to a relationship, if you leave to a place, if you move cities, if you move to another place, if you meet new people, if you make new friendships, if you make new relationships,
relationships. If you know that the home that you have within yourself is a stable and a loving one, then no matter what ends, and no matter if those opportunities fail, if those opportunities don't work out, if those relationships end for whatever reason, you have a loving home to come back to, nothing will hurt and nothing will move you. Now, it is definitely easier said than done. And if you've grown up your whole entire life hating yourself and speaking negatively to yourself and being your biggest hater, then spending time alone is literally like spending time with your biggest hater. And sometimes the reason as to why we would want to spend time with relationships more than we would want to spend time with ourselves is not even because of the relationship itself. We all have that one friend, or maybe it's even us, that have the most toxic relationship in the world, that they literally explain to you their situation and how they're treated and what they do, and you're like, why are you still there? Even after everything they've done to you, why are you still in that relationship? Why don't you leave? You deserve so much better. And no matter how much you can see the fact that they deserve better, they still stay. Or maybe it's been you in that situation. It is not because of their relationship, and it is not because they don't know that that relationship is toxic, but it is because they would much rather have poor company and have toxic company than to have to face their solitude and to have to face themselves. And so again, they prefer to spend time with people not because of the person, but because of avoiding their own thoughts and their own emotions. The only way to crave and to want to spend time alone is by enjoying it. Obviously, if you spend time alone and your brain is constantly punishing you, constantly yelling at you, constantly being mean at you, nobody's gonna want to spend time alone. It's like having this friend that is constantly complaining to you and constantly telling you that you're a bad person and that you're a shit person and that nothing that you do is enough. Obviously, who wants to spend time with that friend? And if that is how you speak to yourself, then it is understandable. Why would you want to spend time with yourself if you're literally your biggest hater? In order to enjoy spending time with yourself, you become your best friend. And in order to become your best friend, you have to get to know yourself. Think about your best friend and think about the fact that there was a point in time where you didn't know this person. You had to get to know them. You had to discover that you're actually compatible. You had to get to know that you have things in common. You had to spend hours next to this person to realize, wow, I love them. Wow, they're cool. Wow, they are my best friend. Same thing happens with you. You have to spend hours with yourself, conscious time getting to know yourself, conscious time journaling about who you are, journaling about your emotions, speaking with yourself, understanding yourself in order to start building a friendship with yourself. It is not going to happen overnight, and it is not going to happen if you keep postponing it and if you keep spending time with other people just to distract yourself from your thoughts and from your emotions. You have to sit down consciously with yourself, just like you would ask questions to any other person that you would meet. How are you feeling? What hurts you? What hurts me? What are my traumas? What from my past is not allowing me to move on? What from my past still hurts? What is something that I live that is putting me in the patterns that I keep repeating? What is something that I want to allow in my relationship? What is something that I don't want to allow anymore? When you get to know yourself, you get to know what you like, what you don't like, and you get to live in a more conscious way. It is not the same time to spend time by yourself than to spend time with yourself. Because when you spend time by yourself, you're subconsciously reminding yourself that being alone is a bad thing. But when you spend time with yourself, you're subconsciously letting yourself know that you are also your friend, that you don't need friends around you to be happy, and that the only way to find friends that will make you happier is by first finding that happiness within yourself. You have to learn how to embrace silence and stillness. Learn how to sit with your thoughts. Generally ask yourself, when was the last time that you sat in silence? When was the last time you allowed yourself to sit with your thoughts and be like, what am I thinking right now? What am I feeling? What are my current emotions? Why have I been feeling sad? Why have I been feeling down? Or what has made me very happy lately that I want to keep repeating? No phone, no music, no distractions. When was the last time that you sat with your thoughts? The reason as to why most people avoid stillness is because it is uncomfortable. And it is because, again, if you've been your biggest hater your whole entire life, you already know what silence consists of. You already know that when you're in silence, you're gonna speak negatively to yourself, you're gonna hate yourself, your mind is gonna go everywhere but in a positive way. It feels uncomfortable. But the truth is that facing your thoughts in silence and facing your thoughts in a conscious way leads to deeper self-awareness and emotional clarity. When you have self-awareness, you understand the things that you have to work on, you grow, you become a better person, and as a consequence, attract better people. We live in a world where there's constant noise, where there's constant notifications, there's constant scrolling, there's FOMO, there's constant comparison. But what if you gave your mind a break? What if instead of spending time on social media, you go on a walk? What if instead of spending time scrolling, you spend time journaling about what you like and what you don't like and get to know yourself? What if instead of comparing your life with another person's, you start making the best out of your life so that you don't have to compare your happiness with someone else's because your happiness is already enough and fulfilling? Start creating intentional solitude. No background noise, no multitasking, just allowing yourself to be yourself. Solitude becomes very powerful when it's a choice and not something we're just trying to escape. Now, I've talked about this in past episodes, but the reason as to why it is so uncomfortable uncomfortable to spend time alone, especially when you've never done it, is because our brain is wired for survival. Our brain gets used to patterns that have kept us alive and chooses to stay there, not to make you suffer, not to keep you stuck, and not to keep you stagnant in the same place, but to keep you alive. If you have gotten your brain used to being around toxic people, toxic relationships, or even relationships in general, and you have told your brain, I prefer to spend time with people, I prefer to do things with others, I prefer to be surrounded by friends, I prefer to stay in toxic relationships than to spend time with myself, your brain processes it as, okay, this is what she prefers, this is what is keeping her alive, and because it is keeping her alive and my only function is to keep her alive, then that is where I'm going to keep her, if that is making any sense. Our brain is wired for survival. If you have survived your whole entire life around people, then your brain will want you to keep you around people, even if they're toxic, because for your brain, it does not matter if they're toxic or not, it just matters if you've been surviving. And if you've been surviving, again, that is where it will keep you. It feels uncomfortable to spend time alone, not because it is actually meant to be uncomfortable, but because your brain sees it as a threat. Your brain feels like it's going to die if it doesn't have people around you. And that is why maybe we're able to spend a day or two being by ourselves, a day or two being in no contact, a day or two being isolated from everyone. But the third day, we crave people, we crave relationships, we crave contact, because your brain is not used to it. Your brain feels like it's going to die. Your brain perceives solitude and your brain perceives loneliness as a threat. The only way to let our brains know that it is not going to die if it spends time alone, it is not going to die without any background music, without scrolling, without social media, and just sitting with our thoughts and being by ourselves, is by allowing ourselves to experience it, to prove to ourselves like, hey, I can actually survive if I spend time alone. I can actually survive by doing activities without my best friend. I can actually survive by going to places without having to call someone. I can actually survive by myself. Besties, you will enjoy being alone and you will turn loneliness into solitude the moment that you allow yourself to be lonely, the moment that you allow yourself to get to know yourself, the moment that you realize that you will never gain anything by being your biggest hater. And that is how it happened to me. I grew up playing competitive tennis and I was my biggest hater. I would think that it was the end of the world when I lost a match and when I lost a game, and I would go home and I would tell myself the most horrible things ever. I am not worthy. Nobody loves me. I literally suck at absolutely everything that I do. I am useless. I don't know how to play. I don't know how to do anything. I was my biggest hater for like 10 years. I played competitive tennis for around 12, 13 years. And for 13 years, I was my biggest hater. And because I was my biggest hater, I attracted relationships that hated me. And then eventually I understood, like, of course, relationships were going to hate me if I hated myself. There was no way of attracting good relationships if the relationship with myself was bad. So I grew up craving a lot of validation because I couldn't validate myself. I didn't want to validate myself. I subconsciously, genuinely thought that I was useless. Again, eventually life, the universe, God isolated me. And I spent a lot of time in my room reflecting with myself and asking myself, what do I gain from hating myself? Genuinely, I don't know what validation I'm trying to get. I don't know from who. I don't know what do I think that I gain by telling myself all of these horrible things. But genuinely, what are you going to gain from hating yourself? And that is a question that I want you to ask yourself today. No matter how much validation you think that you will get by craving compliments because you're not able to give them to yourself, no matter how much attention you think you will get by hating yourself and thinking that people will give you attention by trying to change your mind, I don't know how much attention and I don't know how much validation you think that you will get by hating yourself, but I promise you, it is not worth it. The most beautiful thing and the biggest gift that you can give to yourself is to learn how to have a relationship with yourself. Because what you do might not really change, but how you feel while doing it will change your whole entire life. Maybe having a good relationship with yourself will not change the job that is making you miserable right now, but it will change the way that you feel while working because you enjoy being with yourself. Maybe building a healthy relationship with yourself will not move you from the city that is making you unhappy. Maybe you have to stay there and maybe you have to be there. Maybe that's where you have to be right now, but it will change the way that you feel. Maybe their relationship with yourself will not change your environment and will not change your circumstances, but it will change how you feel about your environment and about your circumstances. Literally decide and realize that hating yourself and being a hater towards yourself and being your biggest enemy will never take you anywhere. It won't. You're not gaining anything. There's no benefit behind it. You're not winning anything. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's going to change your mind. Nobody's going to stop those thoughts. Decide that you don't want to hurt yourself anymore. Decide that it is painful to hate yourself. And instead, decide to take time out of your day to get to know yourself. And I promise you that when you get to know yourself, you will end up realizing that you're actually a great person to be with. And that is it for today's episode, besties. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that it was helpful. And I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, hope and pray and wish for you that you start spending time with yourself, because it is the biggest gift that you can ever give to yourself. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget that I have a podcast. I'm Miss B Podcast on all streaming platforms. If you're listening to the podcast, don't forget that I have a YouTube channel where you can watch this video, Mafia Ansures. Don't forget to follow at I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansures on Instagram and TikTok. Don't forget that we have a membership, and for only $4.99 a month, you're able to access exclusive content, exclusive episodes, a no-name hoodie, PDFs, challenges, healing guides. There is so much content for only $4.99 a month. You will literally forget that you're paying it because you're investing it in yourself. And you can find that by going to patreon.com/imissedme. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your $20 hoodie. And with all of that being said, again, besties, thank you so much for listening or watching, and I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafe.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.